you want to help support our channel, head over to Patreon and become a VIP member today.
Oh, shit. You know what I just thought of when I did that? There's this old YouTube video farting on my roommate's door. Have you seen it?
I've never heard of this.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. Farting on my roommate's door. Ha.
I thought you were referencing the fucking century. Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Hang on. I'm going to play it because the funny is the audio. It's the competing audio because they slow it down to like, because like a piece of dust flies by the camera. And it's like, did you see it? There was a ghost orb that floated by the camera, but they slow down the footage so you can see it. But then the audio of the fart gets slowed down and it's competing with the, I love how I put in my search FAR and farting on my roommate's door was the last thing I searched for that had those particular letters.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to play.
YouTube has all our search history now.
Yeah, I'm going to just play the audio so you can guys can hear this, so Caputo can hear this, because you're really not missing anything. It's just a guy in his underwear holding a beer and farting on a door. So, here we go.
Oh, shit, farting on my roommate's door, huh?
Oh, my God. That's not a... Did you see that? Oh my, that's going on for a while. Oh, come on. That can't be. Asshole was burned after that. It's still going. How is it still going? How is this possible?
Oh, no.
That's at least like four in a row right there. It's not just, I don't know how that became one consecutive. That's like four in a row.
Well, it was a replay because he did it, and he goes, "Did you see it?" And then they replay it, but they slow it way down.
Oh, I see.
It's like, so it's competing like... for audio with the announcer telling you about the ghost that you were supposed to see. Oh shit! Farting on my roommate's door. Ah. And then halfway through, he goes, "Damn." Oh, I didn't expect to kick the show off this way.
Oh, man, this is how it happens, bro. You know, we're halfway through the second week of our spring break.
Yeah.
We got this one, and then we have Friday to go. So we're almost through spring break here, man. We got to, you know, come up with some shit here. We're going a little stir crazy on spring break here. So
yeah, it's almost over, man, sadly. But, nonetheless... Welcome to the show. Farting on my roommate's door.
Farting on the intro.
Ah.
We're still going on with this. Why?
Oh my goodness. Oh, Jesus Louis. My God Almighty.
Oh my God, he's broken in half.
His ass, my ass. Oh God. The stink face.
Dude, speaking of stink face, have you seen that Rhea Ripley video with Nia Jax that's going on?
Bro, all the freaking like horny like fucking dudes are like them cheeks. Ooh.
Oh, dude, yeah. Rhea Ripley thirst is real, man.
Oh, it's insanely real.
I can't help it.
And then it's weird. I saw like one that I think WWE posted on their Instagram. It was like Nia Jax, like you're just hanging on the railing like this, like And then like someone fed her popcorn and she took it.
<She's> like, I've done
like,
that.
And, like someone's like giving her popcorn and she's like, take the popcorn.
Dude, the weirdest thing that happened to me at wrestling. So I'm standing at ringside. I was a manager that night.
which was most nights. But I was a manager on this particular night. Sometimes I was an announcer, commentator, ring announcer, whatever. But this particular night, I was a manager. And I'm standing in the ring, and I felt something touch my shoulder. And I looked, and somebody in the crowd threw a piece of cheese at me. And then it was a slice that like comes in the plastic, you know?
Like, oh my God, it's like plastic Kraft cheese.
Yeah. Oh. Except they had taken it out of the plastic and threw the naked cheese at me. And it landed on my shoulder. And I went like this. And then I took my hand, I peeled it off, and I looked at it, and I looked around. The crowd was like, man, and I went.
That's free food, man. I'd fucking do the same.
I shook my shoulders, I took a bite, and then I threw it on the floor and let the ring crew pick it up.
That's oh, heat, man. Brother.
So I want to say something about Dust in the Wind. Well, not Dust in the Wind. We've already reviewed Dust in the Wind.
That was Monday.
Yeah, this is Under Pressure.
Give me Under Pressure.
Put me under pressure.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad that we're going to check this out, because as much as I love Guns N' Roses, like got the tattoos and shit, my dad is a ZZ Top fan. So this is the only concert I've ever got to go to with the old man before. So it's kind of special to me. That's why I'm wearing my cheap sunglasses. Well, they ain't cheap, but they're sunglasses. It's the closest thing I got. I don't have any cheap sunglasses laying around, but I had these, so I put them on. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this or watching on YouTube, we recommend this episode be watched through cheap sunglasses. And if you're listening, put your cheap sunglasses on, because it's going to enhance the experience, okay?
You know what? Since you recommend it, I'm going to have to do it right now.
Oh, Caputo's getting his cheap sunglasses. Yeah, oh, there we go.
$25 off Amazon, bitch.
That's right. Okay. All right. We're ready. We're ready for this now. Now it's going to happen. Now we got a show. We didn't before. Yeah. Now we do. So this is great. Here we go. Got Me Under Pressure by Loaded.
Highway to the Danger Zone?
Oh, yeah. So far, it's very true. It does kind of sound like Danger Zone, doesn't it?
A little bit. I was expecting a...
Well, you've got the Highway to the Danger Zone shades on right now.
Oh, yeah. I only rock aviators, so that's my thing.
I normally do, but when I bought these, I was like, I want to try something new. And they're not... What's weird is they look very dark on camera, but in real life, you can plainly see my eyes. Like, I could just wear these as glasses. Like, it's not dark in here at all. I could drive right now with these on.
Oh, yeah. Polarized mine, or you could definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Susan!
I was literally going to say the same thing.
Susan! She only lets me fuck her in a limousine. Oh, damn straight, man. Are you a ZZ Top fan, or have you like checked out a lot of their music?
Not a lot, but I'm familiar with their stuff. Like, I've heard a few ZZ Top songs, you know, Legs, yeah. Sharp Dress Man, Lagrange, you know, Guitar Hero 3 introduced me to that. So,
oh, yeah. And Cheap Sunglasses, obviously. That's a classic.
And now Got Me Under Pressure. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Have you checked out Got Me Under Pressure by ZZ Top, the original? I'm sure you've heard it probably on like the radio.
I will after this, honestly. I'm going to have to.
Oh, it's really good. So far, this is pretty true to it. It's different, but it's still kind of true to it. Like, they've obviously put their own spin on it. It ain't exactly, so far, that it's really not exactly like the ZZ Top version. But I'm digging it, man. I love the song, so it's good by me. Come out, cousin.
What?
seemed a little too enthusiastic about the cocaine there, Duff.
Yeah, like the whips and chains, like, oh, that's fine. But then, cocaine. Whoa. Ah! I was going to say, then you're going to sound like David Lee Roth at Ultra Miami 2019.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you doing this?
Oh, yeah. She got me under pressure. Sounds like my kind of woman. God this damn. Is actually the song that Susan and Duff danced to at their wedding.
Probably. Who knows?
I love your sneeze was timed with perfectly with the pause.
Oh, dang it. I thought I muted it, and then I realized after shit, I didn't press mute.
Oh, I thought you did it on purpose, man. Oh, there you go, man.
Well, there you go. An accidentally purposeful thing there, you know.
That's right. We do everything like our podcast intro. Everything's on purpose. Mm-hmm. She said I'm a dumbass. She's all out of Lunchables.
But I got my great time.
And I'm playing with my Legos. She got me under pressure. Oh, man. So a few weeks ago, I was a guest on the Jake Huston show. And Jake, we were over there talking and everything. Then somehow we lost Jake. Because he started out showing us his action figures, his wrestling action figures. Then he got to playing with them, and I guess he forgot he was doing a show. So we're sitting there, and I'm like, damn. I was like, who needs WrestleMania, man? Let's get Jake to get his action figures out and reenact it for us. Let's just watch the whole thing like this.
He can start his own figure fed on YouTube.
Hey, there you go. I'd watch it. Yeah, and then I had to leave because I ain't going to call the boy out because he didn't know no better. He kind of crossed the barrier with me, and I checked out, and I hadn't spoken to him since. I might order just forgive the guy. I kind of feel bad now.
Yeah.
But he did. He crossed a big no-no with me, and I haven't spoke to him since. But he still supports us, and he's still good. And he did apologize, but I don't know. I just got busy. It is what it is. Not this week, though, because this week I'm on spring break. I don't think I've gotten a spring break since middle school.
Yeah, I haven't done one in college, but our spring break was in the middle of February.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are a little late to the spring break train, but that's right. Okay. It's spring, and we're on break.
God damn it. It doesn't matter.
That's right. It's a dumb holiday anyway. What's the point of spring break?
It's like a week of St. Patrick's Day. It's an excuse to get trashed.
Yeah.
I'm going on vacation.
We've already passed that threshold. So that's anyway, true. Let's get back in here. Let's rock and roll some more. He is killing it, though. I'll give him that.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Loaded is killing it right now.
Oh, yeah. My cat's wanting my attention.
Yeah, the cat's got you under pressure, too?
Yeah, it's my girl cat, too.
The dad cat has.
I think this might be her on-screen debut on this show. I don't think I've ever shown my girl cat.
Yeah, we've always seen Cheese.
Because when you were here, she was hiding most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. She got me under pressure. She's like, it's well past 9 p.m. and I'm ready to go to bed. So she meows and then she scratches at my head. She got me under pressure. She likes catnip.
I'll say this, when I saw ZZ Top with my dad. Oh, nice.
Oh, nice drum fill.
Oh yeah, let's get this part.
And all of a sudden.
Bitch. What I was going to say was, when I saw this with my dad, I saw it before Dusty died. So we got to see original ZZ Top together. And then me and my girlfriend right now that I'm dating, we saw them on my birthday with Lynyrd Skynyrd, with the new guy playing in Dusty's spot.
Oh, sweet.
So I've seen both versions of ZZ Top. Hurt me real bad, son. She didn't cut the crust off my sandwich. Got me on the press.
Bitch. Easy there. He's trying to channel his afros on Used to Lover. Such motherfucker.
She got me under pressure. Anyway, got me under pressure by ZZ Top. No, by Loaded.
Duff McKagan's Loaded.
By Duff McKagan's Loaded.
And you can actually find it on Spotify. I just found it right now. It's on the compilation album. It's called ZZ Top, A Tribute from Friends.
Okay.
So you have, there's Coheed and Cambria, Mastodon, Wyclef Jean, Daughtry's even a cover two on this one. There's even Sharp Chris Mann with Steven Tyler, Mick Fleetwood, John McVie.
Oh yeah,
damn, that's not there. And unfortunately, there is a Nickelback covering ZZ Top on here, but you know, you can avoid that. Thankfully, at least in Canada, it's grayed out, so you can't play it. So thank God.
I don't know, man.
Really, also because I blocked Nickelback on Spotify.
People have started like coming around to Nickelback these days, though.
Yeah,
like the hate for butt rock is almost completely dead.
Yeah, it's mostly gone. I'm looking forward to see they released a documentary sometime last year. It was called Hate to Love or something. I'm hoping I can find it somewhere to watch. That'd be interesting seeing it.
Is it just about butt rock? That'd be great.
No, it's about Nickelback, and they premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival like in the fall last year.
Huh.
I don't know if it's got a wider release or it's going to be on like a streaming service or on like physical media or anything. But
okay. Well, I'm going to break our taking turns because I'm going to let you go first, because before I give my thoughts, I'm interested to hear what you thought about the song.
Okay. I mean, this is great. I don't know. I never heard the original version, but hearing Loaded's version, I was like, holy shit, this is one of the best things Loaded has ever done. It's hard. It's fucking heavy. It's good. I feel like it seems like they put their own kind of spin on it. A little bit of a punk rockish kind of spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
Duff McKagan has to throw a bitch a few times because he's Duff McKagan. And sure. I don't know. But hey, kudos to you, man. This is one of the best fucking things Loaded's ever done. I already said that twice, but goddamn it, things truer the second time.
That's right.
Great cover, and it definitely entices me to want to actually find the original and go through the discography myself. So this is definitely what I'm going to have to do after this recording, for show. Especially finding out off of the Eliminator album, which I heard, is a very good album.
Yeah.
Probably one of the best of the ZZ Top's sort of discography. This is killer, man. I'm 4 out of 5. I wouldn't give it the full 5 because it's a cover, but like 4 or 5, I think, is pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, I love this song. I love the original. And honestly, this, other than like a few snippets of intro that I've listened to be able to hunt this song down, I knew this was going to be great. And I really enjoyed it. I'm biased because I love the song. It's getting a perfect 5 out of me. It's getting a 5 out of 5 because I love ZZ Top. I love this song. And like Chris said, hopefully some of you other guys out there that's maybe never checked out ZZ Top, maybe this episode will encourage you to go do so, because I promise you, Eliminator is a hell of an album. What else on Eliminator? Legs? Isn't that on Eliminator?
Let me look it up, actually. Hang on. ZZ Top Eliminator.
ZZ Top.
Let's see. Yeah, Sharp Dressed Man, Legs, Got Me Under Pressure, Give Me All Your Lovin'.
Yeah.
Their 8th studio album. Wow. 1983. Good year.
Got a lot of hits on it.
Yeah. Yeah. So Give Me All Your Love, Sharp Dressed Man, TV Dinners. Remember that one? Legs is probably one of the more prominent ones.
Yeah.
I Need You Tonight. So I Got the 6. Oh, Dirty Dog. Bad Girl. Ooh, very nice.
Yeah. And I think they opened with this when I saw them the last time also.
Yeah, this is one of their more well-known albums. Like, if you've definitely seen the cover of this one, the vintage cover. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you'll know it by that. And holy shit, it's been sold 11 million copies and certified diamond in the U.S.
That's pretty good. Wow. I don't see how diamond's higher than platinum. Is it?
Yeah, diamond's higher than platinum. Because platinum's 1 million. I think diamond is like 10 million.
Platinum's worth more than diamonds, though.
It's weird. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. But what did you think? Let us know in the comment section below. Be sure to, and if you're listening to the audio version, head over to GunsAndRadio.com, get your free invite into our Discord, and tell us what you thought about Got Me Under Pressure. And
yeah.
Next time on the show, we've already kind of announced it, sort of, but tell everybody what we're going to be watching to conclude Guns and Radio Spring Break.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are going back to Ultra Miami, but from this year, in the year of our Lord, in 2024, because once again, 5 years after he brought out David Lee Roth at Ultra, Armin van Buuren has brought out another rock icon and legend. This time, he brought out John Bon Jovi to remix one of his old songs from the 90s. I'm going to check the live footage of that this coming Friday to sort of put our spring break to a very conclusive and, you know, fist-pumping end, in a way. You know?
That's right. And we hope to see you there. And until then, I'm Dust of Bones.
And I'm Chris Caputo. This Friday, we are kicking off? We're ending spring break off with a bang, just as we started it. So we will see you then.